Hello.
Hello.
I am Austin Belzer.
Welcome
to the Bladed Show number 30. Yes.
30.
We are high on heist this week. Before we get into this week's content, I just wanted to do a little intro.
Sorry if I threw my voice, still learning the ins and outs of this microphone.
I just wanted to use this intro to talk about last week and what's been happening for these 30 podcasts.
I know people don't regularly celebrate.
I just like it to be me and the microphone.
And I don't like recording at night. It's too noisy.
It's much more studio quality that way.
I just like it to be me and the microphone.
Circle this back around to 30th episode.
It's much more studio quality that way.
But anyways, I can't tell you how appreciative I am for anyone listening. I expected 10, 20 listeners.
I can't tell you
when
how
I started out. I never
I
expected
for
that
anyone
I would get,
listening.
I think 100.
I expected
or so
10
that I have now.
Listeners,
that's just astounding.
When I started
by any
out,
standard.
I never.
I know a lot of people are like,
get,
"Oh, we got 1,000 people. We don't
or
need
so
the
that
we
I
don't
have
need
now."
The,
that's just
for
astounding
it.
By any standard.
But,
I know a lot of people that
those
oh,
are the
we got
kind
1,000
of people,
people
that I don't
we
like.
Don't need the we don't need the
in the industry where they're like for
oh 10 podcasts but it didn't do anything.
To be honest,
those are the kind of people
what
that I don't like
whatever. And then they
in
get
the
to the 100
where
and
they're like
oh now we celebrate
podcasts.
Our first 100
it didn't
episodes.
Do anything.
You know how hard it would be detail what
but
it happens
podcast. What a
first episode
and then they get to the 100 and they're
I
like,
mean
oh granted, now we celebrate our first 100
people
episodes.
That do it
you know
but
hard it would be
30 episodes
detail what has happened
kind
since
of
your first episode
kind of
episode 100
a unique
I mean,
place
granted
every 10 episodes that you find yourself
I still
in
love
a unique
people
place.
That do it but
you find yourself with a
30
microphone
episodes
in this case well not
kind of
microphone. Right now, I'm still using the old one.
Kind of
well,
a unique
I mean.
Place. Every 10 episodes, you find yourself in a unique place.
I can't. You find
words
yourself
can't
express
how, in this
how
case,
grateful I
well,
am
not
to have an audience
right now.
Of
I'm
any
still using
sort
the old one.
Size. Well, I mean, if
you know what I mean.
Remember how I started this? I know I keep saying.
But
this is the time I'll actually start talking about what's going
words
on.
Words can't express how,
what
how
been doing.
Grateful I am.
I started out
of any sort
with a line-in
size.
Microphone that I bought
I mean,
for $5 or $10 on Amazon.
Remember how I started this? I know Christmas. I keep saying this.
Had it for a
this
while.
This is the time I'll actually start talking about what's going on.
But before this podcast, before the Bladed Tech Show, there was Nerdcore Network.
I started out
there was Reload
with a line-in microphone
and I tried
that
to do
I bought
podcasts
for
that.
$5 or $10
I tried
on
to
Amazon
cover everything
that Christmas.
Well, I'm here to tell you.
Had
if
it for
you're
a while
content
for
creator,
that.
You can't cover everything. You will always miss
before
something.
Before this podcast,
in fact,
before the Bladed Tech Show, there was Nerdcore
Network. The reason why I
recorded
in the mornings
there
and
was
not
Reload,
at night is because it's less likely
I tried to, do
to have a news story
that. I tried.
Night.
I tried to cover everything.
Nobody's up yet.
Well,
the
I'm here to tell you.
West Coast
if
is
you're
up
a
yet.
Content creator,
East Coast
you
maybe,
can't cover everything.
But
you,
the West
you
Coast
always,
and
always
most of the development
something.
Teams
in fact,
and news sites are on
the
West
reason why
Coast.
I record in the mornings
and
not
it,
at night is
like
because
six,
it's less likely
I don't know
to have a news
what
story
time in the morning.
At night.
That's why I like recording in the morning.
Nobody's up yet.
Earlier,
the
I would have just...
West Coast isn't up yet.
The East Coast,
am I playing
maybe?
A game?
Yep,
but
I'm playing
the
a game.
Isn't.
Let's talk about yeah. it.
Most of the development teams...
I don't know why,
and
but I'm...
News sites
model
are on
that. After
the
Krindor,
West
apparently...
Coast. And that
and
it's
actually,
like six.
Let's talk about role models.
I don't know. What
just
time
really
in the
quick.
Morning. That's why
I'm
I like
not
recording
trying to
in the
detract
morning.
From the podcast.
Earlier,
I
would
promise.
Have just.
In fact,
am
I
am playing
really
a game.
Have a lot to
yep,
talk about.
I'm playing a game. Let's
but
talk
anyways,
about it.
Regardless,
I don't know
two
why, but I'm
in a row.
Model After Krindor, apparently.
My model in this podcast.
Let's talk about role
many.
Models.
Just really quick. Let me look through my podcast.
Not trying
list
to
track
quick. From the
Scott Johnson podcast. Is an inspiration for me.
I promise.
Jeff Cannata, really Anthony Carboni.
To talk about this week.
There you can hear
but
the
anyways,
birds. Hopefully,
regardless.
Neil Mangiani, Major Nelson, the folks at Game Informer. Justin McElroy.
My model,
Greg Miller,
for this podcast,
Garnett Lee,
is many.
A lot of these
just scroll.
Famous
let
gaming
me look through my podcast,
and I realized
list really quick. And this
Scott
is Johnson is an inspiration
future.
For me.
We're going back to the old format.
Jeff Cannata.
We're going back.
Anthony Carboni.
Oh, man,
there you can hear
that,
the
that
birds. Hopefully,
oh.
Camille Mangiani, Major
killing
Nelson,
it.
The folks at Game
anyways,
Informer.
The future of this
Justin McElroy
is as follows.
Greg Miller,
the Belated Tech Show,
Garnett Lee
will publish
a lot of these.
Well, actually
famous gaming personalities. And I realize
style. I will no longer be uploading
this is
320 kilobits per second.
Future,
because it's insane.
We're
quality.
Going back to the old format,
and I'm actually being told
we're going back
that
to the
if
future.
You upload it at anything
that,
above
that
128, you're just there's no point.
Killing it today.
Because that 128
anyways,
is standard. But
the future
I know you
of
don't
this
know a lot about
is as follows.
I know some of you don't. Oop,
the
sorry.
Belated Tech Show. Will
hit
publish
my microphone there. I know
well,
you
actually,
don't know
actually,
many of you or
recording
some
style.
Of you.
I will
may not
no
know
longer be uploading in
that means.
320 kilobits per second.
Because it's insane quality. Right, sorry, a little.
And I'm actually being told
there,
that if you upload,
but anyways, like I was saying,
anything
many,
above
some
128,
of you may not know what
just,
that means or what that
there's no point
stands for. But it's basically
because
just
that
120
is
kilobits
standard.
Is
but
kilobits
I know you don't know a lot
kind of
about
what you want to get that CD
I know
quality,
some of you
that
don't, oop,
that silky sorry. Smooth like burnt to retain. It's
hit my microphone
utmost
there.
Quality.
I know you don't
but
know.
But I realize
that many of
you guys don't want to download a
some of you
what was
may not
time.
Know what that means.
I think it was a 62 megabyte file. All right, or
sorry.
A
little
or
a
120 megabyte file or anything like that.
But anyway,
because
like I was saying, many
I don't know
some
if you
of you may
know
not
about
know what that means
much,
or what that stands for. But it's basically
I don't know
just
how much podcast you listen
kilobits
to, and I
is,
like to keep this under 20
per second is
megabytes. Kind of
what you want to get that CD
so
quality.
So I can just
that,
be like, oh, here, it's
that silky
small
smooth. Like,
in fact, I've
retain,
seen people with
54-minute
podcasts
quality.
Have a 20
but I
megabyte file
that
size,
you,
which
you
is
guys don't
want to me.
Download a,
but anyways,
what was the last time?
It will be,
I think it was,
and the format is what I've been playing
a
and
62 megabyte file.
Right now you're hearing the intro. And then when the show
or
ends,
120
it'll be after with
megabyte
plugs
file
what?
Or anything like that. Because
and then when
I don't
finish
know
the show,
no, about much.
Well, actually, let's get back to recording. I do this. Little
I don't
intro,
know how much podcast you listen to.
Then
and I like
press
keep
pause,
this under 20
make the appropriate
megabytes.
Edits,
so that I can just
depending
like,
on the time,
oh, here,
I come, come back.
Download. In fact, I've seen people
sometime later
54-minute podcasts.
I don't really have
a
definitive
megabyte,
schedule on this.
File
and
size,
say,
which
right,
is insane to
cool.
me. But anyways,
I make all my notes Sunday.
It will be
that's actually when I'm supposed to make my notes.
And the
so
format is
any
what I'm
news
doing
articles
in
I will
conversation
discard.
Topics. Right now, you're hearing the
past
intro,
Sunday,
and then
unless
the show
it's
ends,
breaking
there'll
news,
be an outro with
that's really really huge.
But and then when I finish the show,
speed this up.
Make well, actually, let's
I make
back
notes.
Recording.
I do the intro, and then
I
do
I this
pause it,
intro.
Edits, then I do what I've been playing, and I've got a list of games I'm playing
make the
on Xbox One,
edits.
PS3, Wii U, whatever. Well, I don't
and
have a Wii U.
Depending on the time, I come back.
I
play sometime later.
There's always going to be something in what I've
been
playing.
I don't really have definitive schedule on this.
Even if I'm talking about the same Android game. A week later.
I make it's, all my notes
I'm playing
Sunday.
It.
That's actually when I'm supposed to make my notes.
But anyway.
So any news
goes,
articles
what I've been playing
I will disregard.
Music
past Sunday.
There's
unless it's breaking news.
Conversation.
That's really, really huge.
It's going into conversation topics, which are
but
about
I've got to speed this
three
up.
Three to six articles
make,
I find
I make
in,
notes.
In the news
I do the intro. And then
grab me and say,
I pause it,
here.
Make the edits.
Talk
then
about
I do
this,
what I've been playing, and
this.
I've got a
and
list
in that sense,
games
it's modeled by the Boop Show
on Xbox One,
Johnson.
PS3,
Wii U,
but anyways,
whatever.
Well, I don't have I think that'll do it for our intro today. I'm sorry the intro ran so long.
I play... There's always going to be something
in what I'm going to press space.
There will always be multiple titles, even if I'm talking about the same Android game
and it doesn't need
a week later.
So, welcome to the Blade Detective number 30, High on Heist. This has been the intro, but anyways.
Next up is what I've been playing.
It goes what I've been playing, then you hear music indicating, hey, that there's next conversation.
Anyways, what you're hearing right now...
It's going into conversation topics, which are about...
Actually,
3 to 6 articles I find in the news that just grab me and say, here,
the internet, you might
talk
heard
about
before,
this, give your opinion about this. Actually. And in that sense, it's modeled by The Boop Show with Scott Johnson.
Tribal music this time.
But anyways, I think that'll do it for our intro today. I'm sorry the intro ran so long.
I'm feeling spontaneous today.
So
that's how I'm feeling.
Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to press space. And then go
two
on.
Two of these I haven't played
because
yet.
Because I'm looking at this and
today,
it doesn't
so
need it.
Can I future day
so,
it?
Welcome to the Blade of Tech Show number 30,
so
High on
first
Heist.
Item on the list is the
this has been the intro. And next
one.
Up is so, what I've been playing.
Last night I get an email. Well, actually, first, let's back up. Wait,
to
PAX East?
No,
I
don't think that's
the past weekend.
Anyways, what you're hearing right now.
This weekend? Stop. I don't want this to become like we have concerns with Jeff.
But what you're listening to right now in the background
anyways,
is some music I got off the internet.
Ooh,
you might have heard it before several times,
so
actually.
So what Smite is...
Yeah, I just thought I'd put some tribal music this time instead of...
At PAX.
Some little more video gaming.
Rewind a little bit more. So
I don't know, I'm feeling spontaneous
today. I can't
remember
when this is announced.
That's how I'm feeling.
I think it was like...
So here's what I've been playing.
Late last year.
That
Smite was coming to Xbox
played yet,
One.
But
no,
I am going to play today, so I'm kind of future dating
like,
it.
Hey, we're going to have an alpha, then a beta.
So, first item on
so
the list
alpha
is
like
Smite
very
Alpha
early
on
stages.
Xbox One.
So, I'm actually really surprised by this.
Last night, I get an email. Well, actually, first, let's
because
back
alphas are like early, Steam early
to
access.
PAX East, this past
they
weekend.
Are like the plague,
this
but if
PAX
I can play
weekend,
it in a playable state, I will play it.
Stop.
But this alpha business
I don't want
does
this to become like we have concerns with Jeff Cannata.
This might not be, might not anyways come out before June like I had hoped.
So, ooh,
I don't know,
a whistle,
but
so,
I've heard the beta starts
so
in April,
what Smite
so
is,
unless, well,
I thought I was gonna get the PAX.
Unless the alpha
at
really
PAX
have some changes,
well,
I don't think they'll
rewind.
I don't know. I don't know what their release schedule looks like.
I can't remember when this is announced.
If I had to wager,
I think it was like
until
late last
December
year
to release
that
game.
Smite was coming
have
to
your
Xbox
alpha,
one. And they're like,
wait a few months,
and now
then announce
PAX,
beta in
they
June.
Like, hey, we're gonna have an alpha
then
in August
or September.
Beta.
You can say, hey, it's coming out in December.
So an alpha is like very
clear
or
Smite's
stages.
Coming next.
So I'm actually really surprised.
However, I don't think that'll happen. I just want them to take all the time
because
I haven't played Smite, but
alphas are like early
based
access
on my
to me.
Scouring the internet.
They are like the plague. But if I can
what
play
it is you play a god
in a playable state, I
will
play.
Even though Hercules isn't a god, he's a demigod.
But this alpha business does concern me. Does that mean
Roman mythology?
Smite
on.
Not be
your viewpoint.
Might not come out before June,
anyways,
like I had hoped.
Greek and Roman goddesses are basically this.
But
I've
heard the beta. Starts
but
April,
it's a god-based MOBA.
Unless
a MOBA is a multiplayer online battle arena where you have
unless
lanes.
Unless the alpha really
last week I was playing Heroes
changes,
of Storm.
I don't
get
think
back into that. But MOBAs are.
I don't know. I don't know what their release schedule looks
instead
like.
Instead of MMOs.
I,
and stuff
if
like
I had to
MMOs
wager, I'd wait.
Been, oh, that's the 2012 thing.
Until
that fear, MOBAs
December
will be the same.
Release this game.
And we'll be
have
like,
your alpha.
I spent $30 on
a
dog. Why did I spend $30 on a dog? Why did I
then
like
in
this
August
game?
August or September, you can
I feel
say, hey, it's coming out in December.
Set in pretty soon.
You can cool your horses.
Especially
Smite's
with EA
coming to Xbox
in Dungate and how that shattered.
However, I don't
shattered.
Think that'll happen.
I know some pain is still there.
To take all the time they need. I haven't played
but yeah,
Smite,
I'm
going to
be playing this today.
The game.
I've actually got two codes to give away.
Based on
so
my
here's where
scouring
it comes to
the internet.
A little bit
Basically, what it is you play a god, Poseidon, Hercules, whatever.
And,
even though Hercules isn't a god, he's a god.
They said eight emails are going to go out.
Greek mythology.
And then I browsed Reddit last night.
Or Roman mythology.
Specifically the Xbox One subreddit.
Review point.
And I see, oh, Smite.
But
Alpha Cubs are heading out to your emails now. And sure enough, I basically go to my email and I'm like,
in my opinion.
And here's what's weird about it.
God-based MOBA, and a MOBA is a multiplayer online battle arena where you have lanes.
I get lost in my own translation.
Last week I was playing Heroes of the Storm.
That makes any sense
to
you.
I need to get back into that.
Congratulations.
But MOBAs are the hot, cool thing now. Instead of MMOs and stuff like that.
Yeah, the
MMOs
subject line is two Smite Alpha keys for you.
I fear MOBA.
And I'm
going to
read you the entire email.
And we'll be like, I spent 30 bucks on a dog. Why did I spend 30 bucks on a dog?
It has a logo of Smite,
dog?
And it says, find your alpha keys and instructions below.
I feel
Smite Xbox One Alpha. Congratulations. You've been selected to participate in the alpha for Smite, a successful free-to-play game on PC, coming to Xbox One this year.
I know some pain is still there.
Plus, we've given you an extra alpha code to share with
a friend. I've actually got two codes to
give away. Smite is the online battleground of the galaxy. Some marketing jargon there, but...
A little bit,
players choose from a diverse cast of deities,
but they announce
and use
alpha
unique
PAX
powers
East.
To triumph over the opposition in a variety of competitive and co-op
emails are
game,
go out.
Game modes.
And then
Smite is a new
Reddit
take
last night
on a multiplayer
on
online battle arena.
Xbox One subreddit.
So that'll
and I see
in parentheses
Smite
MOBA
alpha codes
genre
to your emails now.
Colon.
And sure enough, I go to my email
and
I'm like,
huh. You play from a third person perspective, allowing you to experience the thick of combat in Smite's dynamic battleground.
Just in case.
When to play. The Smite Alpha is available 24/7, but please note that we are still in Alpha and there are likely to be only a few players online at any given time. If you would like to play against other players, we have set up the following times of Smite Nights, periods of time,
Smite Alpha keys for
when the Smite Xbox One Alpha community can log in to play with the developers.
Or at least the very important
Smite Night Wednesday. Every Wednesday, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m.
It has a logo of Smite. And it says,
Smite
find your
Night
alpha
Sunday.
Keys and instructions below.
Every Sunday,
6
p.m.
Xbox
to 9
alpha.
P.m. Eastern Time.
Congratulations.
How to play.
You've been selected
we
to participate
you
in the Alpha
the practice
for Smite,
mode,
a successful free-to-play game on PC.
And co-op
modes,
two or more players versus bots, before jumping into the normal competitive mode.
Plus, we've given
maximize
you an
your
extra alpha code to share with a friend.
Up with other players.
Smite is
the
online battleground
to play during Smite Nights on Wednesdays and Sundays.
Players choose from a diverse cast of deities.
Here are your two
unique
Xbox
powers
one
to triumph
codes,
over
you
the opposition
and one for your
in a variety of competitive and co-op game
actually,
modes. Smite is
give
a new take
this one out
on multiplayer online
on the podcast
battle
and
arena.
Other on Twitter.
So
here is I've
already
MOBA redeemed my code,
genre.
But here is the
colon.
Second code I have been offered.
I feel like I'm talking to my Android.
K.
You play from
P,
a third-person perspective,
four,
allowing you to experience
nine,
the thick of combat
two,
in Smite's dynamic battleground.
Four.
When to play.
K.
The Smite Alpha is available 24/7.
M.
But please note that
W,
we are still in Alpha, and there are likely to be only
X,
a few players online at
two,
any given time.
M.
If you would like
two,
to play against other players,
K,
we have set up the following
dash,
times,
four,
times as Smite Nights,
P,
periods of
six,
time,
X,
when the Smite
P
Xbox One Alpha community can
D
log in to play with the
four
developers.
Four.
Smite Nights.
J.
Smite Night Wednesday.
Z.
Every Wednesday, 8 p.m.
Be
to
sure
p.m.
to share one
Eastern
with a
time
friend. Play co-op
Smite
modes
night
together.
Sunday.
Well,
every
yeah,
Sunday,
6
p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern.
You
time
can also redeem this code
how
on Xbox.com.
We recommend
but make sure
you
are signed in
the practice mode
profile.
One player
no
versus
issues
bots.
Default
and
cast mode is set to
two or more
quick
players
cast should be normal cast.
Before jumping into the
to change
normal
this,
competitive
go to options,
modes. To
targeting
maximize
tab,
your chances
set
of
cast
being
mode
matched up
normal
with other players.
Voice chat is not supported in custom
during Smite Night.
Minor issues
on
with party
Wednesdays and Sundays.
A crash may occur while signing in and out.
How to get the Smite
Xbox
Alpha
profiles?
Here are your
screen
two Xbox One codes. One
random
for you
occurrences
and one
of
for
not
your friend
being able to move around in the
no
item store, normally fixed by going into grid.
Actually,
grid
I'm
going to
give
wall collision
this one out.
Or second ability in
on the podcast
Ymir's
and
wall
on Twitter.
When ran into, caused
so
the player to do
is,
the jumping animation.
Redeem my code, but
voice
here
chat is not working consistently across matches.
Offered.
Frequently asked questions.
K.
Will I need to do anything to participate
P
in future phases?
Close four
beta, open beta, launch.
Nine.
You will not need to do anything else
dash
to be a part of the future phases.
Four.
You will automatically receive updated
K
releases over the upcoming
H
month, and there will be no
M
data wipe
W
from this point forward. Can I stream?
Dash.
Yes, you
X
can stream Smite starting on
two
March 11th.
M.
Can I copy my PC account information to my Xbox account?
Dash.
You can't copy
four
at this time, but this will be available as of the closed beta phase in April. So it is April that they're doing closed beta.
Dash.
D. How will PvP queues, player versus player queues,
J,
work during Alpha?
Z.
We will have Arena available at all times.
Be sure to share
one
with
other
a friend.
Game mode
play
co-op
modes
on a rotating
together.
Basis. How can I get a key?
On,
you can sign up for a chance to receive a key at this website.
You can also redeem this code on Xbox.com, but make sure you are signed in to the correct profile.
Let me go to the
known issues.
Real quick.
Default cast mode is set to quick cast.
It
should be normal cast.
I'll include the link
to
in the
change this,
show
go
notes.
To options.
How can I unlock additional
cast
gods?
Mode equals normal.
Each release, we will rotate 5
chat
gods
is not
that are free to play. This will give you an opportunity
minor
to try out
with
additional
party
gods.
System.
You can
a
unlock
crash
gods
may occur
favor,
while signing in and out of
currency,
different Xbox
you
earn profiles
PvP
at the login
matches
screen.
And by logging in for consecutive days.
Random occurrences
starting
not being
beta,
able to move
April,
around in the item store.
You will be
normally
able to purchase
by
gems
going into
to
grid,
unlock individual
grid
gods
view,
or purchase the ultimate god pack.
Or second ability
back.
And... Ymir's
which grants
wall.
You all current
when ran in,
gods.
Do cause the player
starting
to do the jumping,
beta,
jumping
April,
animation.
You will be able to copy
voice
some
chat
data
not working consistently
from your PC
mass,
account to your Xbox
matches.
Account. This
frequently
copy will
questions.
Include God
will I need
slash
to do anything
God
to participate
data.
In future phases?
Please
both
go
beta,
to
my
on Xbox
launch.
One forum to
you
look at
you will not need
currently.
To do anything
to
else
for a current list
be a
of
part
frequently
of the future
questions.
Phases.
Xbox
you will automatically receive updated releases
your feedback
over the upcoming months.
Email.
There will be no...
For help or support in the Xbox
forward.
One beta test,
can
please
stream?
Email xbox
yes,
support
you can
at smitegame.com
starting on
forums.
March 11th.
To provide feedback or to
can
discuss
copy
Smite
my
on
PC
Xbox
account
One,
information
please
to my
visit
Xbox
our Xbox
account.
One forums. And I'll note
you
the link.
Can't copy at this
notes.
Time, but
note,
this will be available
you will need
as
to create
a
high-res
beta
studios
beta
account
in
order to post messages
so
on the forums.
That they're doing
website.
Beta.
For more info on Smite, Smite
how will PvP
check out the official Smite website, smitegame.com.
Work during Alpha.
Love Andy
we'll
Anderson.
We'll have Arena available
Xbox
at all times, and
at
we have one other game mode
Amanda
Erickson, available
Smite
on
Xbox
rotating
community
bases.
Manager at
how can I get
Amanda.
A key?
And then
you can sign up for a chance
to
receive a
Flutter.
Key at this website.
But that pretty much gives you the skinny on Smite. Whoever won that code, whoever's entering that or entered it, congratulations.
I'll
be giving out
I'll
the other
the
one
in
on
the
Twitter
show notes.
Or Xbox. Who knows?
How can I unlock additional gods? Each release,
will
we will rotate 5 gods that are free to play.
And
this will give you an
wins
opportunity to try out additional gods.
If it says
you can
this
unlock
code is
gods
invalid,
through favor,
try again.
Currency that you earn through PvP matches and by logging in
this
for
code has already been
days.
Entered, you
starting
didn't
in
get it
closed
in time.
Beta, April.
So...
You will be able
sorry,
to purchase gems to unlock individual gods, or purchase the ultimate god pack.
Last part. Anyways,
which grants you
that,
all
that
current and future gods. Starting
that,
in closed beta, April,
it today
you will be able to
tomorrow.
Copy some data.
Who knows?
From your PC account
I
to your
know
Xbox
that's
account.
A game
this
stream.
Copy
I'll
will include
to check it
god slash ultimate
before I
god
do that.
Pack data.
I've also been playing
please go
another
to
online
Smite
game,
on Xbox One
subtly known
to
as
look at
Grand Theft Auto Online.
To look for a current list
now,
of frequently asked questions.
I feel
Xbox
like I need to
forum.
Set up
feedback and support.
This
your
story.
Feedback is needed.
So
email.
I have two copies
for help
of Grand
or support
Theft
on the Xbox One beta test.
I bought Grand
email
Theft Auto 5
Xbox
on
support
PS3,
at smitegame.com. Forums.
Back
to provide feedback or to discuss Smite on Xbox One.
Christmas
please visit our Xbox One forums.
A PSN sale.
Link.
I actually don't even know if it was a sale, but I
note,
saw it and I was like, I'm
you will need to create
Grand
a high-res
Theft
studios account in
played
order
the heck
to post
out of
messages
it. I think
on the forums.
I
website.
Played it up
for
until
more
like
info
on
Smite,
Xbox
Smite,
One,
check,
which is about
check out the official Smite website, smitegame.com.
I played it pretty much nonstop.
Love Andy Anderson. Smite on Xbox producer.
That's how.
At Hi-Rez Lancelot.
I was that game.
Amanda Erickson. Smite on Xbox community manager at Hi-Rez Amanda.
Some of that time was actually spent in Grand Theft Auto Online. I
Flutter.
Leveled up to level 9.
But that
everything
that pretty much
dory.
Gives you
then
the
I,
skinny on
this
Smite.
This last Christmas. Are you seeing
whoever
the pattern?
Won that code.
Xbox?
Whoever's entering that or
games?
Entered it. Congratulations. I will
anyways,
be giving out the other one on
I bought it
Twitter
on Xbox One
this
past holiday.
Who knows? But
and I was just messing around playing
but
story
I will
mode again.
Be giving
then this past
coke.
Week, it clicked in my brain.
Wins it, wins it.
If I'm just messing around in
if
story
it says
mode,
this code is invalid.
Do I need story
try
mode
again?
Because Grand Theft Auto Online did that.
If
is
it says
even any good,
this code is
originally
been
in Grand Theft Auto Online.
You didn't get it in time.
When I first got it, I was
so,
like, "All right, I'm gonna create
sorry,
a new character on a new platform."
Burp.
Cool. and it's gonna be girl.
But you didn't
all that fun jazz.
Last part. Anyways.
That
about does
that did not go well.
Playing that,
I'm maybe level 3 on that character
today,
maybe.
Or tomorrow. Who knows?
I'm a very low.
I don't know if
class on
that's
that.
A game I want to stream.
I don't even have an apartment in that game.
Before I do that, I've also been playing another online game, subtly known as Grand Theft
when I created
Theft
this new
Auto
character.
Online.
Now, to transfer my old character.
I feel like I
so
need to set up.
So let's transfer my old character over because I know he's a little higher level and more representative
of
me in the game.
I bought Grand Theft
Auto
5.
So I import him over,
PS3,
changing
a
few facial features. Because
back,
if you don't know this,
just Christmas 2013, through a PSN sale.
When you import your character,
but I
it
saw
uses
it
the last gen graphics. To detail the next gen graphics, and some hair looks bad, or
it
just doesn't quite look right. They haven't really nailed that yet.
A year.
But kudos for letting me transport my save from Grand Theft Auto Online.
That's how dedicated I was to that game.
On PS3 to Xbox One. So I've been running around. I'm level 16 now.
Some of that time was actually spent in Grand Theft Auto
Online.
Leveled
up 7 times.
I leveled up to level
9. I've been playing it obsessively.
Everything was hunky dory.
In preparation for Heist.
This last Christmas.
Heist is actually out now.
With Xbox.
Figure I'll talk about that more next week. But because I haven't actually played it, I've just seen streams and I've seen a lot of information.
I bought
about
it on Xbox One this past holiday.
Heist, everything is heist.
And I was just messing around playing the story mode again.
Yeah, but everyone's like
then
really excited
this past
about
week,
heists. For
it
some
clicked
reason.
In my brain. If I'm just messing around in the story,
I do
mode,
think this was the end goal for Grand Theft Auto.
Do I need
Online.
Story mode?
I think this is kind of where
because
it plateaus.
Grand Theft Auto Online did that.
Now
is
on,
it even any good?
But.
And originally, in Grand Theft Auto
I'm still
going to
level up before I even think of doing heists.
When I first got it, I was like, all right, I'm going to create
what
a new character on a new platform.
On Xbox
cool.
One.
And it's going to be girl.
I don't
all
know
that
why I said
jazz.
That, but like Emperor Palpatine. Xbox One.
That did not go well. I'm maybe level 3 on that character. Maybe.
But let's go to Grand Theft Auto 5.
I'm
looking
I'm
at
very
Xbox
low
One Smart Glass.
Class on
so I'm... I've earned $1 million
in
GTA 5
an apartment
in across.
That game.
Okay, well that doesn't really matter. Character rank,
but I thought
so.
You
the
know,
gap between my friends
it asked me
is kind of what
when
I'm
I created
for.
This new character to transfer my old character.
This in 14th
so let's
place,
transfer
I have
my
friend
old character
who's level 38
because
and
I know he's a higher level and more representative of me in the game.
So I am aiming. For
so
a level
I import him over, change a few facial features.
And
because
then after that,
if
I'm
you don't know this,
level 83, 38 to do heists.
When you import your character,
my kind of
it
jargon,
uses the
I guess,
last gen graphics
that,
to detail the next gen graphics,
and then
and
83
hair
is
going to
be
looks
okay,
bad.
Or actually,
it just doesn't
stand
quite
up
look
right.
Because
they really nailed
this
that
past
yet.
Week.
But by the way,
kudos
the servers.
Transport
are
my
amazing.
Save
they are
from
great.
Grand Theft Auto Online.
I wouldn't recommend
on PS3
to anyone
Xbox One
really
so
play
I've been running around
in a
level 16
lobby until you level up enough
because
until you're at least
playing
level 50.
It obsessively.
Is what I've been hearing
in preparation
because
for heists.
Some of those
heists
bounties
are actually out now.
Really vicious. In fact, I had one
talk about that
bounty where I was just
more
hiding out
week,
in my apartment
because I haven't actually played it. I've just seen.
I was just
sitting
in my apartment.
I've
hoping
seen a
that
lot of information about heists. In fact,
hopefully that bounty's
like,
off my head now. I've actually gone back.
Everything is
well,
heist,
I went back
heist.
To Grand Theft Auto Online 2 days ago.
Yeah, but everyone's like really excited about heists.
But then I was
reason.
Like, yeah. Doesn't seem.
I do
gone.
Think this was the end
so
goal.
So I'm gonna have some
waiting
now.
I think.
But I will be playing heists this week.
From
I don't know if I'll stream it, but. I'm kind of waiting
I'm still
to get some
level
friends
up
that actually play Grand Theft Auto Online
heists.
For Xbox One.
See,
because here,
let's
see,
what,
here is
what
my
rank
issue
are my friends
with
on
going to Xbox
One.
One.
I don't know why
I
said that.
I can't
that,
transfer
like,
that
like
again.
Emperor Palpatine.
Until I get PC.
One.
I can't play it on my PlayStation 3. because progress won't
that.
Save. It'll be at level 9 again.
But let's go to Grand Theft Auto 5. I'm looking at Xbox One.
I can't play
in
first person.
So I've earned $1 million
really
in GTA 5
me.
Across. Okay, well, that doesn't really
but
matter.
Anyways.
Character rank.
Let's get on with it.
So the gap between my friends.
Yeah, a lot of my friends are on PlayStation now. In fact, I run a full disclosure. I run a fan page.
Place, I have
for
friend who's
kind of funny
30,
games,
and then
and
13th
kind of funny,
place, I have,
which Greg Miller and Colin Moriarty are a part of.
That's 83. So I am aiming.
And a lot of people add me on
for
PlayStation.
Level
and they're 38. Playing Grand Theft Auto 5 on PlayStation 4. And I'm starting to think,
and then
when I move out,
after
do I get
that,
a PlayStation 4?
Level 83.
What happens there? Because do I buy Grand Theft Auto 5
for
PS4?
Heists,
do I do that?
Is my
it's just some
jargon, I guess, if you want to call it that.
So let's move on to the new one.
And then
Dragon Age
is
Inquisition
be,
is now free for Xbox Live Gold members.
Fight.
I'm not an Xbox Live Gold member, but thankfully
week,
my stepdad is.
By the way, the servers
so the deal with this
is
I can play
great.
Grand Theft Auto. I can play Dragon Age Inquisition up until the 16th of this month. For
really
free.
Play
I get achievements
in an actual
I get
lobby
progress.
Until
I'm basically playing the entire
level
game.
Up enough until you're at least
now,
level 50.
I do have some feedback.
What I've been hearing because
on this,
some
I
of those bounties
Dragon
get really
Age
vicious.
Was,
in fact,
I could play. I wish I could play
where
on
I was
PC.
Just hiding out in my
because
apartment.
Dragon Age strikes me as a franchise that is
day.
Basically
I was just
made
sitting
for
in
PC.
My apartment, hoping
I mean,
that nobody
there's a
would kill
camera
me.
In every draft. Well, I don't
hopefully
know
that bounty's off
too.
My head now. I've actually
but
gone back.
I played
back.
Dragon Age Origins.
Well, I went
I
back to
can't.
Grand Theft Auto Online
2 days
ago.
I wouldn't feel comfortable sitting on my couch and using a controller.
But then I was like,
stuff like that is better left to keyboard and mouse.
Doesn't seem.
I think that should
gone,
be a PC exclusive.
So I'm going to still waiting it out.
And while
but I will be playing Heist this week.
I appreciate that they're having that tactical camera. 360 Xbox, PlayStation,
to get
whatever
friends
happy
to actually
version.
Play Grand Theft Auto Online for Xbox One. See, because here,
I like that,
here is my issue.
I don't
with going
enjoy
to Xbox
it.
One.
I'm, that said, I've never played Dragon Age
I can't
on Xbox
transfer
or
that
PlayStation.
Until I get PC. I can't play it on my PlayStation 3.
I feel like the tech camera, you'd have to be very, very precise.
Because progress will save, it'll be at level 9 again.
While I like the Xbox One controller, I don't think it's
and
that
the
precise
graphics.
Yet.
Well,
I
can't
I
play in first
don't.
Person.
I really don't. I don't think it's as fine tuned
really
as
big marker for me.
Rolling over my mouse to
but anyways,
halfway across the screen and clicking
with
an, an enemy. Right clicking and saying, go here.
Yeah, a lot of my friends
switching
are
to
on
another
PlayStation
character and say, go here, go here.
In fact, I
it's
run,
tactical.
Full disclosure,
do I really
I
need to explain this more? I mean,
for kind of funny games.
Anything tactical,
and
kind
of funny,
rather. I would
which
much
Greg
rather play on
Paul
Moriarty PC.
Are part of
I would much rather.
Full disclosure.
Plus,
and a lot of people add me on PlayStation.
Somewhat beautiful.
And Grand Theft Auto 5 on PlayStation.
That can
4.
Be left up to interpretation.
I'm starting
it's
to think
many people's
when
game
I move
of the
out,
year.
I do I get
it.
A PlayStation 4?
Yet. Anyway,
what happens there? Because
as of this recording,
do I buy Grand Theft Auto 5 for PS4. Do I do that?
Playing that with a PC battle station.
It's just some
be
questions
amazing.
In my mind.
And I know Elite Dangerous.
So move on to
on a second tangent. It's coming to Xbox
One. Dragon
but
Age Inquisition is now
on.
Free.
I
want to for Xbox Live Gold members.
Sit in front
I'm
of my
not
PC
Xbox
monitor.
Live Gold
with
member,
with a,
but thankfully,
here's
my
vision.
Of that is
all right.
So
my vision of the future
is I
playing
can play
Space Sim.
Not Grand Theft Auto.
With Steam,
I can play Dragon Age Inquisition. Up
having
until the 16th of this month.
Having an HTC Vive on
I
my
get
face.
Achievements.
Having a stereoscopic 3D.
Progress.
Binaural
basically playing the
headphones.
Entire game.
And having flight sticks
now,
and a space stem.
I do
just
have some
being immersed
feedback.
In that world is what I crave.
On this?
From video
I
games.
Wish
I
Dragon
see
Age
that as a future. I hope.
I could play it. I
like
wish I could play it on my PC.
Just
because Dragon Age strikes me as a franchise that is
and
basically,
being like,
I'm made.
Oh, I'm
for
in
PC.
The world. I'm not.
I mean, there's
a
tactical camera
in
every
Dragon.
Well, I don't know if this is Dragon Age
to another world through.
But
I've
played Dragon Age Origins, and
this
I just
is,
can't.
I, my face,
I,
my
I
eyeballs are in the
feel
cockpit.
Comfortable sitting
I'm
on my couch
inside
and using
that
a controller.
Cockpit. That's my
stuff. Thing. Like that is better left to keyboard
I
and
I don't
mouse.
See.
I think that should be a PC exclusive.
On my Xbox One.
I don't think it's...
I don't know what that
was,
but...
I appreciate that they're having that tactical camera in the 360.
To wrap up this conversation.
Xbox, PlayStation,
I don't see
whatever
me buying Dragon Age on Xbox One. I'll probably wait it out until I buy some parts for a PC.
Well, I like that.
Because I actually do need it.
I don't
enjoy
it.
Every time I mix some random
that said, I've never played Dragon Age on Xbox or PlayStation. But
really, that's Dragon Age. Let's move on to the more sad one.
I feel Valiant like the tactical Hearts camera, the you'd have to be very, very precise and...
Somebody on the Kind of Funny Games Xbox fan page, which I recommend you join, I don't but think I am it's an admin, precise that. Yet.
I just
full
don't.
Disclosure.
I really don't. I don't think it's as fine
somebody
tuned
said,
as
hey, I'm trying to play
rolling over
Valiant
my mouth
I'm trying to finish it.
Halfway across
and,
the screen
yes,
and
a short
clicking
game.
An enemy.
I started it before you might...
go
realize
here.
When I bought it. I think
switching
I bought
to
it.
Another character and say, go here, go here.
Not too long ago.
It's tactical.
It feels like forever ago.
Do I really
ago,
need to explain this more?
In reality, it's probably only been 3 months since
tactical.
I bought it.
I'd rather. But
anyways.
I would much rather play on
all the games
PC. And I would much rather.
Practically as many days. I like
that
to
game
do that
looks
when
somewhat beautiful.
Chapters I can.
Oh, that can be left up to interpretation. All
right, let's
it's
go on
many
to the
people's
one.
Game of the year.
Tomorrow.
I haven't played it.
That's kind of how I like to do
yeah,
things.
Anyway.
I divide it up. Now, if it's like something like Uncharted 3, Drake's Deception, which I talked about earlier.
Just playing that with a PC battle station
episode.
Would just be amazing.
I'll just
and
play
I know
that
Elite
thing.
Dangerous, on a side tangent, is coming
my
to Xbox
because
One.
Because those are like 15 minutes
but I don't
want
to play that on Xbox One. I want to sit in front of my PC monitors with a...
Anyways.
Here's my vision of
so
the
yeah,
future.
So yeah, I've been all playing right. Valiant. I played Valiant
my
Hearts
vision
the
of the future
War, finished it,
is playing
and
a
it, oh
space sim
the,
with Steam Link
if you
on,
play one game just for the ending, Valiant Hearts is it.
Because having an HTC Vive on my face.
If you're not familiar with
having
Valiant Hearts.
Stereoscopic 3D.
It is a UBR framework
binaural
game for Ubisoft.
Headphones. And having
I feel like
sticks
UBR
and space
is going to be the
just being
indie house
immersed
game.
In that world
right,
is
what
I crave
everyone
from video games.
Tweeting, please.
I see that
one
as
hour,
a future.
Just give me
I
one
hope.
Hour.
Like, just
anyways.
Sitting
but
in
you've got
awe
this, these
of the area
cast
around
characters
me.
That you really care about.
And just being like,
and it's in the,
oh, I'm
great
in
war,
the
world.
I'm not looking at a screen.
And the reason why it's called Great War
is
because that's actually the name it's been given.
Digital
in
stimulation.
A lot of people refer
this
to
is,
World War I as a great
my
war.
My face, my eyeballs
World war
are in the cockpit.
Could you imagine?
I am inside that cockpit.
Much marketing
that's
you'd have to
future.
Do to put out Valiant Hearts World
I,
War
I. And I don't see...
Because then you'd...
Oh, I'm gonna
you'd have
to use
make a sequel
camera.
At that point. You'd have to say,
my Xbox
Valiant Hearts
One.
World War II.
I don't know what that
with
was, but...
this, you can just say Valiant Hearts
works.
The Great War. And not
to,
expect
to wrap
sequel.
Up this conversation.
But anyways, getting back
I,
to the story of the game.
I don't see
it is fantastic. I'm going to review
Dragon
it at
Age
some
on
point.
Xbox One. I'll probably wait it out and
when
probably
dust is settled
buy
in my brain
parts for
say,
a PC.
Hey,
because I actually do need
you
a
finished
new
it.
PC.
And here's what you
every time
think.
I mix them right on the thing.
I'm trying to be
it,
a little more cautious
dies
on that
a little
stuff.
Inside.
My voice is actually going.
But
really,
that's Dragon Age.
Rather quickly.
Let's move on to the more sad one. Valiant Hearts.
I feel like
great
I'm
war.
Too hasty to make my decisions, so I'm kind
of
cutting down on reviews.
Somebody on the Kind
of
Funny
because
Games
I've watched a
fan
lot of
page,
movies.
Which I recommend you join.
I've watched
but
a lot
I am
of
an
games.
Admin. Consider that. Full
but yeah, I just it's a
somebody
great game.
Said
for
hey,
$15.
I'm trying to play Valiant Hearts.
I do wish the price was a bit different, but
yes,
it's
a short game.
10 hours
I,
that I enjoyed.
I started
I think
it for
how much I played it for.
Realized
let me
when
check
I bought it.
Quick,
I think I bought it.
Not
too long ago. It feels like forever ago, but in reality, it's probably only been 3 months
I didn't
since
play
I bought
three
it.
Times.
But anyways, we finished the.
I played it for 7 hours, so that's about what you can expect if you're not that great at puzzles.
I like to do that when it. When
so anyways, that is what I've been playing. What have you been playing? I want to hear. Tweet at me at Twitter. Click one of the links.
Tomorrow,
and it'll take you there.
That's kind
of
how I like to do
mobile.
Things that are divided up.
So without further ado,
now,
that's
like
what I've been playing.
Like Uncharted 3,
Drake's
Deception, which I talked
next up
about
is
earlier.
Conversation Topics.
On the 20th episode, I'll just play
breaking news.
I
now I'm going to put this before the conversation
like
topics because,
those are
well,
ridiculous.
This
short.
Just came out. Uncharted 4, A Thief's End, has been... delayed.
Anyways,
it depends
so
on
yeah,
your verbiage.
I played Valiant Hearts, The Great War, finished it.
And it, oh, delay? It depends on your definition of what a delay
if
is.
If you play one game just for the
from
ending,
my perspective, this
Valiant
isn't
Hearts
a delay.
Is, because
this is overly simply.
If you're not familiar with,
I guess parts, in some way, it is a UB art framework game from Ubisoft.
Release
date announcement. Because
I feel like
if you remember, let's pull up Wikipedia. Yes, I love Wikipedia. Right, by the way,
everyone stop tweeting, confirm, please.
But I don't think Uncharted 4 had a release date.
1 hour. Anyways,
so I'm not expecting you to have read the article already.
Cast of characters that you really care about.
Yeah,
and it's in the set. In
it was
Great
already
War, World
okay.
War
I. So it was,
and the reason why it's called the Great War is because
so
that's actually
they
the
just now
name
said
it's been given
Q1, Q2, 2016.
A lot of people refer to World War One as the Great War, not World War One. Because would you imagine?
I don't agree with the verbiage of delayed.
Much
until
marketing
spring,
you'd
2016?
Have to do to put out Valiant Hearts World War One.
Let's read the article.
Because then you'd,
shall we?
You'd have basically have,
I have
to
a
make
link.
A sequel at that point.
Actually, I have a link. I don't
Hearts,
need it.
World War Two. With this, you can just say Valiant
okay.
Hearts,
apparently,
the Great
it was
War,
initially slated
and,
for release
and
this
not
year.
Expect a sequel. But anyways, getting back to the story.
There you go again.
It is
you're using verbiage.
I'm
going to
review it at some point.
Slated. I think you mean
when
expected.
Dust is settled in my brain.
I think that's what
to say.
IGN means is expected.
You finished it.
You
and
expected.
Here's what you actually
Uncharted
think.
4
because
a decent release.
I'm trying to be a little more cautious
and
on that stuff.
I want to set something of the record straight
going.
On this. Don't
so
ever expect
wrap this up rather quickly.
A game that's barely shown.
I feel
shown
like I'm too hasty to make
to release
my
in
decisions, 2015. So I'm kind of cutting down on our reviews.
But then again,
because I've watched
some titles
a lot of movies. I've watched a lot of games.
Relatively small showing. And,
but yeah, I
and
just
are releasing this year. Stop that, cat.
It's a great game. It's for $15
sorry,
bucks, you can't.
Sorry, I threw my voice again.
I do wish the price was a bit different, but
and everything.
It's 10 hours that
but
I
think
enjoyed.
The problem
I think that's
with
how
this
much I played it
is
for.
You expect
let me check really quick.
Expectations are always wrong.
Blade at Tech.
I expected, for example, I expected Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain, to release
Valiant
in spring
Hearts.
2016.
I
that's what I expected. I didn't
we,
think it was going to come out this
I
year.
I played it
then
for
Kojima
7 hours,
and says,
so that's about
hey,
what
it's
you can
releasing
expect
the first
if you're
day
not
of
that
September
great at puzzles.
2015.
Like me.
Not 2016.
So anyways,
and
that is what
yeah,
I've
people
been
complained.
Playing.
Oh, what have you been playing? That's
I
so
hear.
Long.
Tweet at me. At Twitter, click one of the links.
Don't complain
and it'll
about a release date.
It'll take you there, even if you're on mobile. So without further ado, that's what I'm
doing.
Why
do
for the
people
time
expect
now.
Things?
Next
and
up
also,
is conversation.
This rings
time.
A bell with somebody put it up on NeoGAF that we're the sister site
breaking news
these days. News.
Now I'm gonna put this before the conversation topic because.
I mean, well, this
well,
is official.
This just came
it's
out.
PlayStation blog.
Uncharted 4, A Thief's End,
and
has
Neil
been
and Bruce
delayed.
Riley.
It depends on your verbiage.
I think expectations are a game's worst enemy.
Delay. It depends
in
on
fact,
your definition
I have
of
vowed
what delay is.
To never watch any movie
from my
any
perspective,
trailer
this
for anything
a delay.
Anymore. Because
this is
why? Because
simply
I don't have fresh expectations. I have
in some way a
preset
an
expectations set by a trailer,
release date
not by actual. Hey,
because
this is what it is via our synopsis.
If you remember,
this is
actually,
our message.
Let's pull up Wikipedia. Yes, I love Wikipedia.
That's what's
by the way,
with this verbiage, and
to confirm,
but
I'm
not
think
slamming
Uncharted
anybody
4 had
for using
a release
delay.
Date.
I do think it's a little inaccurate. Don't
so I'm not expecting you to have read the article
delayed,
already.
We didn't even know it was going to come
yeah.
out in 2015. Don't use that
it was
verbiage
already okay, so it was
I never expected Uncharted 4 to release in 2015.
Yeah, so
they
just now
I'm sorry, but
Q1,
I don't
Q2,
I really don't.
So
I'm actually surprised Uncharted 4 comes out in 2016, to be quite honest.
So
and spring.
I don't agree with
I
the verbiage of delay.
I don't think they'll hit that target
until spring.
I could be 2016, but I don't think they hit spring 2016 either.
Let's read the article, shall we?
I would much rather that game come out in 2017.
I have a link.
When you're
actually,
getting a little
I have a
more
link.
At that
I don't
cycle.
Need to.
Because
okay, apparently it was initially slated for release.
Yeah,
this
we
year.
Saw some gameplay,
but
sure. We saw.
There you
we
go.
Saw, we all
again,
saw what happened.
You're using verbiage
the PlayStation
that
PlayStation
experience.
Slated. We abused Indiana Jones.
I think you mean expected. I think
that
that's
that demo was very
IGN
broken.
Means is expected.
If that was a current build,
you expect
that game doesn't come
Uncharted
out
for
till
a Thief's End
late
release
2016, not early 2016.
And
that's just
I
my bet.
I want to set the record straight.
I'll probably be wrong.
Don't ever.
I don't see that game coming out in 2016 at all.
A game that's
I'd
barely
much
shown.
See 2017 release
to release in 2015.
Because Uncharted
some titles have actually been
and it also brings up
relatively small.
Do release dates even matter?
And are releasing this year.
Because with preload and pre-orders and all that,
my
do
voice
we really need
again,
a release date?
My cat's just scratching
what
everything.
Date we can expect a game?
But
and
I think
there's that
the
word
problem
again.
With this verbiage is you
expect.
Expectations.
It's very firm.
Are always wrong.
It doesn't give any leeway.
I expected... For example, I expected Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain, to release in spring 2016. That's what I expected.
To really succeed, I think
I
more
games
need
I didn't think it was
going to
come out this year.
For
then
it.
Kojima comes
like
out
exclusive
and says,
game.
Hey, it's releasing
to
this
show
the
off.
First day of September
hey, this is
2015.
What can do.
No.
Not same thing with Quantum Break.
And
if that
yeah,
game comes out in 2016,
oh,
they reveal that at E3, hey, 2016. I'm fine with that. Give it all the time.
Don't complain about a release date.
But... I had an argument here. But oh yeah.
Why do people expect
here's why I don't expect
things.
It to come out
and also this
here's why
rings
I didn't
the bell
expect
with
it to come out in 2015.
Somebody put up on NeoGAF.
So
that
Naughty Dog is a two team
the
sister development studio owned by Sony Computer Entertainment. Or PlayStation if you want to be brief.
Quantum Break's gonna come out in 2016. I mean
or
well,
Sony
this
Worldwide
is
Studios
official.
If you want to be
it's PlayStation
specific.
Blog. And Neil Druckmann
Uncharted
and Bruce
3, Drake's Deception. Ended
I think
production.
Expectations are
because I don't want to be
a game's
fool.
Worst enemy.
I don't want to be a fool.
In fact, I have vowed.
I don't even know if that's
never
song.
Watch
I
any
just
movie,
made that up.
Any trailer for anything.
Let's see
anymore.
Uncharted series.
Why? Because I don't have fresh expectations.
Uncharted
3, Drake's
Deception. So, Uncharted 3...
Expectations set by a trailer, not by actual, hey, this is what it is via our synopsis, this is our message.
Okay, multiplayer. Did in development.
That's what's wrong with this
verbiage.
And while I'm not slamming anybody for using delay, I do think it's a little inaccurate. Don't you... Never use verbiage
about 2013
when we didn't even
Naughty
know
Dog
it,
announces
it was going to come out in 2015.
You don't need PSN.
Don't use that
don't.
Verbiage. One.
Well, you probably do need PSN. But
I never
they
expected
hey,
Uncharted 4
multiplayer
to release in
done, our
2015.
DLC is done. You could play it for free.
I'm sorry, but I don't. I really
I
don't.
I think that's about when they said, all right,
I'm actually surprised
3.
Uncharted 4 comes
there's
out in 2016.
Go make Uncharted 4.
Be quite honest. And
now,
spring...
I'm pretty sure you don't make Uncharted 3
I don't
without
think we'll hit that target.
Looking at
I could be
Uncharted 4.
Wrong,
and there's even
I don't think
traces back to Uncharted 2 Among Thieves.
I would
with,
much rather that game come out in 2017.
Can't stop
when you're
that.
Getting a little more into
there's
that
even traces
cycle.
Back to Among Thieves,
because
Uncharted 2. With Amy Hennig, former Naughty Dog writer,
the thing is,
saying, yeah,
yeah
I think
we
Uncharted
saw
4,
gameplay.
We have ideas sure. for that.
We
yeah.
saw. We all saw what happened during the PlayStation
yeah, I don't think you
Drake
start
whip
a series like Uncharted
jokes.
Without thinking, what happens on the next
that game?
Console?
That demo was very broken.
Well, where does the story
if that
go?
That was a current build.
Uncharted 3.
That
where does it
that
go?
Game doesn't come out
do we
till
end it there?
Late 2016, and not early 2016.
So going
that's
to the more development side,
I'll
they
I'll
were making
be
Uncharted
wrong,
4.
I don't see that game coming out
in 2013
at all.
But they had ideas for it back.
I would much
two.
Rather see 2017 release.
So I think, I don't know.
Because, yeah, Uncharted.
I think Uncharted 4, you have the release of
and also
Last
brings
of Us,
up,
which came out, I think, 2013.
Do release dates even matter
say, and then
anymore?
Remastered came out 2014.
Because with preload and...
I think 2013 is when you have...
Pre-orders and all that. Do we really
development
need
start on
a release
Uncharted
date?
4. Maybe
now,
even 2012.
A
it, the game
you can expect a game?
You might have
there,
actually
there's
had
that word again. Expectation.
A skeleton crew for the DLC and
expect.
Just said, "Expect. All right, Uncharted 3 is finished.
It,
go work on
it's very firm.
Uncharted 4 at the end.
It just doesn't give any leeway.
And then when DLC
and
comes up, you'll have a full team, and then after you'll have your Uncharted team back.
I think
and then
Uncharted
The Last of Us finishes, you'll have your
to
team.
To really succeed,
so I think about 2013, it actually went into full forward production.
Exclusive games.
Meaning,
to
like,
show
it's
off.
Going hey,
heads down,
we're making the game.
Same thing with Quantum Break. I'm
Naughty Dog.
If that game comes out in 2016, yeah, they reveal that at
4.
E3,
and
hey,
then they put out this teaser trailer. Hey,
I'm fine with that.
Expect Uncharted 4.
Give it
we
all
don't
the
know
time
if it's even going to be called that. But here's a teaser trailer.
I had an argument
this.
Here. Oh yeah.
And then they
here's why I don't expect it to come out
in E3.
Here's why I didn't expect
they say,
it
hey,
to come out
Uncharted
2015.
Here you go. Does the title
Naughty Dog is a two-man,
and
two
that
team,
they really even got
development
more heads
studio,
down. I think
owned
that's
by
what
Sony Computer Entertainment.
Because you don't announce
or PlayStation if you
your
want
PlayStation
brief.
4 without having Uncharted secured. That's your
or Sony
that's
Worldwide
your,
Studios.
That's PlayStation's Halo
specific.
That's what they get all the money out of. Is there exclusive
Uncharted 3 Drake's Deception?
Do you think we'll ever see on
Xbox?
Look
this up.
Just wishful thinking. Because
I don't
want to
be a fool.
But I think we might
I
see that.
I don't
want to
be
maybe
a fool.
Go over. We might. And if not Uncharted, we'll probably see Naughty Dog go over.
I don't even
Xbox
know if that's
at
song.
Some point.
I kind of just
like
made that up.
They'll
let's
probably
see
break
Uncharted
free,
series
of exclusivity.
Like,
maybe
do
No Man's Sky developer takes
Uncharted 3 Drake's Deception. Who knows? So Uncharted 3.
But anyways,
sequel.
I fully think that Uncharted 4,
okay,
based on the timeline of Uncharted 3 and Last of Us, I think. I'll be surprised if it comes out in 2016. Because even though Uncharted 2 had a 2-year life cycle to Uncharted 3,
about 2013.
I
Naughty
think
Dog announces multiplayer is going to be free.
More time
you
is
going to
be better on this PlayStation
well,
4.
Well, you probably do need PSN. But
because
they announce, hey, our multiplayer content's done, our DLC is done,
you can play
it
for
free. I
Uncharted.
Think that's about when they said, all right,
look
we're done with
Uncharted
3.
Timeline for this.
This
Main
Uncharted
series.
Team, go make Uncharted 4. Now, I'm pretty sure you don't make Uncharted 3 without
okay.
looking at
Uncharted
4.
Drake's Fortune
there's even
was released
traces
when?
Back
2007.
To Uncharted 2,
and
Among
then
Thieves. With
Uncharted 2 Among Thieves was 2009.
Stop that.
Then you have Uncharted 3, 2011.
There's even
so
traces
had a,
back to
like
Among
a
Thieves, Uncharted 2.
But
with Amy Henning,
had to give an
former Naughty Dog writer.
Uncharted 4, because you're
saying,
dealing with the new
yeah, I think Uncharted 4
project.
We have ideas for that. Yeah.
Console, PlayStation 4. You're not dealing with that.
Yeah, I don't think you start
call
a
it?
Series like Uncharted without thinking, what happens on the next
what
console?
Did they had
happens?
Like a processor. I can't
remember
where does
the story go from
my head.
Uncharted 3.
That
where
was
does
just
it go
like
after that?
Praised and praised and praised.
And so going to the more development
like,
side.
You can make PS4 games
they were
on
making
this.
Uncharted 4
the Cell
in 2013.
They were like, you could make
but
a PS4 game on this.
Back. Uncharted 2.
Like, they have a tenth of the
so I think,
processing power. Of
I don't know.
That, which
is
insane. I think you could possibly
I think
release
Uncharted
4 on
4,
PS3, but I digress.
You have the release of
and saying
Last of Us,
that,
which came out, I think, 2013.
Uncharted 4
I
could
say,
not be made on Uncharted
4. Remastered came out 2014.
On PS3 is just bogus.
I think 2013
I'm saying that you can't
when
make
you have,
Quantum Break on 360. That's ridiculous.
Development
saying you
start on Uncharted 4, maybe even
way of looking at
the game.
In my opinion,
you might have actually had,
but I think that about does it for Uncharted 4
for the DLC. And
decent.
Just said,
I don't really right, want to talk
Uncharted
more about 3 it.
Finished
for fear
go
of
work on Uncharted 4
repetition and
work on. And then
just generally
when DLC
saying,
comes
you know,
up,
I don't really
team, and then after
agree with the verbiage, but
Uncharted team back, and
it's
then
been
when Last of Us
delayed.
Finishes, you'll have
and it's been delayed.
So I think about 2013,
so
it actually
with that,
went into
I bring
full
conversation topics.
Production.
Conversation topics.
Meaning,
for real
like,
this time.
It's going heads
See
down, we're making the game. I think that's when Naughty Dog decided, hey, yeah, we're making Uncharted 4. And then they put out this teaser trailer, hey, expect Uncharted 4. We don't know if it's even going to be called that, but here's a teaser trailer to celebrate this. And then they announce,
I think at E3 2013, they say, hey, Uncharted 4, here you go. This is the title, here's what we're doing. And that, they really even got more heads down. I think that's what happened. Because you don't announce your PlayStation 4 without having Uncharted secured. That's PlayStation's Halo. That's what they get all the money out of. Is their exclusive Uncharted. Do you think we'll ever see it on Xbox? Just wishful thinking there. But I think we might see that. Maybe go over. We might. And if not Uncharted, we'll probably see Naughty Dog go over to Xbox at some point. Like Insomniac. They'll probably want to break free of exclusivity. Like, maybe the No Man's Sky developer takes it after Uncharted 4. Who knows? But anyways, I fully think that Uncharted 4, based on the timeline of Uncharted 3 and The Last of Us, I think I'll be surprised if it comes out in 2016. Because even though Uncharted 2 had a 2-year life cycle to Uncharted 3, I think more time is going to be better on this PlayStation 4. Because I think the way it... I can't... Hold on. Let me... Uncharted. I'm going to look at the release timeline for this. Main series. Okay. Uncharted Drake's Fortune was released when? 2007. And then Uncharted 2 Among Thieves was 2009. Then you have Uncharted 3, 2011. So you had a 2-year life cycle. But you kind of had to give it an extra year for Uncharted 4 because you're dealing with the new project, a new console, PlayStation 4. You're not dealing with that, what did they call it? They had like a processor. I can't remember the name off the top of my head. That was just like praised and praised and praised. That they're like, you can make PS4 games on this. The Cell Engine. They're like, you could make a PS4 game on this. Like, a tenth of the processing power of that. Which is insane. I think you could possibly release Uncharted 4 on PS3, but I digress. And saying that Uncharted 4 could not be made on Uncharted 3, on PS3 is just bogus. Saying that you can't make Quantum Break on 360, that's ridiculous. Saying you can't is a defeatist way of looking at development, in my opinion. But I think that about does it for Uncharted 4, Thief's End. I don't really want to talk more about it for fear of repetition and just generally saying, you know, I don't really agree with the verbiage, but if it's been delayed, then it's been delayed. So, with that, I bring you conversation topics. Conversation topics. For real this time. See you then. Hello, and welcome to the conversation topics section of the show. Yes, I know it's been a long show already. I actually like to keep this about 30 minutes long, if I can. But seems today kind of went overboard. Either way, conversation topics are where I just say, hey there. How you doing? Here's some news. But that's basically it.
So, let's go to our first topic, which is Kudo Tsunoda. Tsunoda? Is that what it is? But the title reads, A New Charter for Kudo Tsunoda. How do you say that? By Major Nelson, posted March 9th, 2015 at 10:30 a.m. So it's actually been, scheduled, apparently. So they're planning this for a long time. So here's what the article reads. Today, we've got some exciting news to share about the Xbox team. Excuse me. And we are pleased to share that Kudo Tsunoda, who you might remember from the Kinect project, who he's that frontrunner, will expand his charter on the Xbox leadership team. While the Halo, Gears of War, Forza, and Minecraft franchises will continue to report to Phil Spencer, Kudo will lead the vision and experience development of our other Microsoft Studios portfolio investments in the United States, Europe, and across our global publishing team. Kudo has been the creative direction and experience development for Microsoft HoloLens, and will bring a fresh, innovative, gamer-centric approach to development for our expanding and diverse game portfolio across Xbox and Windows 10 devices, including HoloLens. For more information on today's changes, be sure to check out the video above. So I'm actually going to have to... Kudo Tsunoda. I'm actually going to have to find supplementary material for this because the Xbox news things isn't enough. Let's go to Polygon. They seem pretty reliable. What do they have to say? Alright, so here are the changes that were announced with this, because that's actually what I care more about. And we'll break it up. So now that he's leading, he's moving Microsoft Studios General Manager Hanno Lemke from Black Tusk to oversee the company's UK game studios and Danish studio Press Play, who you might remember from Max the Cursive Brotherhood and Max the Magic Marker. John Needham, Lionhead Studio Head, wow, that's a mouthful, is moving to Redmond, Washington to focus on HoloLens development and new Xbox properties. Will Mozell, General Manager of Kinect Game Studio Big Park, is now working with Black Tusk. And he said, we'll hear more about what's going on with Gears coming up soon. And they learned from experience a lot of HoloLens stuff, like approach from Kinect. So I don't have much to comment on the changes. Actually, let's reopen that tab. Polygon. Yeah. So let's see. And I'm not going to overanalyze this. So he said, Hanno Lemke is moving on from Black Tusk to Press Play. So here's what I gather from just that part of the announcement. I'm thinking, what is he? A general manager. I'm thinking Press Play is considering developing a new IP for Xbox. Now, I know this is all speculation, and maybe I shouldn't go speculative with this, so I'm just going to talk about Kudo. They seem to be focusing a lot on HoloLens. I don't know that consumers are ready for that necessarily. I don't think as a consumer of me, that's not wrong. As a consumer, I don't think I would even. Yeah, HoloLens looks great. The little AR, VR thingy that Microsoft's making.
Yeah, it looks great, sure. But, I mean, you're having the dude who made Kinect games, who saw the vision behind the Kinect and ran with it. You're promoting that guy to run studios to say, hey, I know you report to Phil Spencer, the head of Xbox. Yeah, I know you report to him, but now you're reporting to me. That doesn't seem like a good shakeup. I would rather them just talk to the CEO of the company, of Xbox, which I do think Xbox is its own individual company. I don't think that's a Microsoft thing, even no matter how hard they try and say it's Microsoft. While I see that, that Kudo, yeah, he made some crappy Kinect choices. And he was probably even behind the second version. Anyways, which actually is pretty good. I just wish it would actually have some use in games, so it's not just sitting in my entertainment center. Zing. And I think that's what HoloLens will become if they don't support it. But this, listen, I'm all for change ups, but so I think this is actually an important step in saying, hey, we're going towards a new direction with Windows 10 on Xbox and Microsoft platforms. This is our next step. I love that part of it. I just don't know if Kudo is going to should be the man they should be reporting to. I mean, it's interesting, sure. But sometimes I can't help but wonder, is this the right guy? Do you want this guy? Because he's more on the, I don't know, Kudo's a red herring for me. I really don't know what his place in Microsoft is. But anyways, let's move on to a rather controversial topic. The new edition of DMC Devil May Cry Definitive Edition cuts out some suggestive dialogue. Where did my cursor go? Okay, there it is. DMC. Alright, click on it. Alright, so, yeah. So, it's some sexually suggestive dialogue. And here's the aforementioned dialogue. A character in the game, Mundus, says, "I will control the world through debt. I have absolute power." And Lilith says, this is the original verbiage, and explicit content, parental advisory on this one. "The world is at last your bitch, as am I. Nothing left but to grab it by the hair, bend it over, and she's cut off." But the definitive edition cuts Lilith's line at bitch, taking out her submissive come on. So, what that means to me is, first of all, y'all some pansies. I'm just going to get that out of the way. If we are so, and this reminds me of some Hotline Miami scandalous stuff that wouldn't get it rated in Australia. Like, if you remember Hotline Miami 2 Wrong Number was banned in Australia because of the violence and a rape scene. This stinks to high heaven. This really does. If you're going to cut off suggestive dialogue, then it's not definitive anymore. You are saying that with the words definitive, you are saying this is the game at its
highest point. You are saying this is the director's cut. This is the best version out there. There will never be another version that's better than this. It's not the final cut. This is going to be the best version. Blade Runner allegory aside. So, this is actually making me a little physically angry. I'm actually waving my hands just to make sure I don't hit anything. What I meant when I said y'all are pansies, I meant if we can't have bitch in our vocabulary and saying, hey, you're dominating the world. That's the verbiage. And by cutting it off at, hold on, let me get back to it. Polygon DMC Devil May Cry the Definitive Edition Censored. By cutting out off at bitch instead of going on to say as am I, nothing left but to grab it by the hair, bend it over, and cut off. To cut it off at that, that just means, okay, yeah, you're dominating the world, but you're not making a statement as to Lilith's character. And it appears that Ninja Theory, the developer, has denied, and that they didn't like the line, and is irrelevant to the scene. And added a new cutscene. See, this is a problem I have. When you go back and edit things, that makes the original thing inferior. That's saying, oh, we didn't mean that. We didn't mean that that was the only addition you're gonna get. And this is the problem I have with Grand Theft Auto V, and all these remasters. They say, we're the definitive edition. They say, actually, I'd much rather, say DMC Devil May Cry remastered. But definitive. Oh, that's such a fine verbiage. Ugh, that stinks to high heaven. But it's just unfortunate that they didn't. If you don't like the line, don't put it in your game. Don't put it in your game. You have that choice as game director. You have that choice. Nobody is telling you. No, Capcom is not. I hope Capcom isn't saying, well, we didn't like this line, so. Oh, we didn't like this line, so you can't have it. You gotta release a definitive edition before you release the sequel. And, you gotta cut out this line that says she's dominating the world and he's dominating her. You gotta make it a little less 50 Shades of Grey. If Capcom did that, though, I have some serious business with them. As I do with Square Enix, but we'll get to that another time. Next, there we have our first details to the Steam universe. So if you've been living under a rock, PC gaming is expanding. PC gaming is expanding. This November, we're bringing everything that makes the PC great. The best games, the biggest communities, and the most exciting technologies. Oh, I hate that word. Technologies. Ugh. To new destinations. So they picture four things here. So first is the Steam controller, which has like a left D-pad, a left analog stick. Well, you'll see the photo when you go to the link, but it's a really two haptic feedback circle pads, an Xbox 360 setup on the center of the controller, and then left analog stick where the D-pad usually is,
and ABXY where the right analog stick usually is. And the description reads, with a Steam controller in hand, you can play all of your Steam games from the comfort of your couch, even the ones designed without controller support in mind. So this means, basically, trying to be a keyboard and mouse without being a keyboard and a mouse. That you can play with in your living room. Because it says, from the comfort of your couch. So that means you're not going to be playing Dota with this. Hopefully not. I would really hope not. If you're playing Dota with this, you're playing Dota wrong. And, yeah, the controller just looks weird. I'd much rather play with a wireless mouse and a wireless keyboard. Ugh. That looks awful. Then we have Steam Link. Introducing the easiest way to bring your existing PC game library with you in the living room. Steam Link is a small streaming device designed to plug directly into your TV and home network and take advantage of the PC horsepower you already have. So, basically, this is like a Roku or a Google Chromecast. You plug you don't plug the Link in, but you plug it in a bit like you would a regular console. Ugh. Well, actually, would you? I guess this would be if you didn't have a Steam machine, I guess. If you didn't have a Steam machine, so I'll get to later. So, I'm assuming, and you know what they say about assuming? It makes an ass out of you and me. I'm thinking that the Steam Link and Steam controller are going to be used together. I think that's what their angle is on that. I don't know. Because then over to the side here, you have a Steam machine and a Steam VR headset. So, so maybe you have like a Steam machine in one room, and then you're sitting on the couch with your Steam controller, and you have the Steam Link plugged into the TV, and then you're using Steam VR? I don't know how that works. But, I'm really excited for Valve. They got SteamOS coming up. Let's open some of the tabs. Let's see what... Well, anyways, let's get off of Steam. Because I might buy something that I regret. Oh, I've already talked about Steam Universe. Oops. Well, then I need to erase Rock Band 4 from there. Oops. So I only have 4 topics instead of 6 this week. Alright. Oopsie. EA has shuttered Maxis. And this was broke by Beyond Sims, which I have not heard of. They initially broke it. Oh, I'm sorry. First to break the news was Guillaume Pierre, the lead gameplay scripter on the latest version of SimCity. David Monks asked, "Yeah, sorry, I saw this as you leaving. Has the studio closed?" And then he replied back, "Yes, everyone's out of a job." And then Barry Tingle, former live producer at Maxis, tweeted, "Well, it was a good run. Maxis Emeryville closes as today, frowny face, hashtag SimCity." And then you got... So... basically what this means is... they go on to clarify. They still sort of work, but not at Maxis. EA Maxis Emeryville. It's now EA HQ that they're working at. So, how do you... I guess... I'm sorry, I'm just trying to wrap my brain up around this.
Why do you shut a studio down if they're just gonna work? Like, if you're gonna offer them a position at HQ. Are you thinking about... Like, what is EA thinking about with this logic? I'm really curious. What is their logic behind this? Is it, oh, hey, it's just too expensive for us to continue development at this studio. Let's do it at HQ, where we have all the resources we need. And we can keep development costs in-house. Like, and this combined with a rumor I heard yesterday, and it's just a rumor, but it shook me. Visceral Games closing? I've heard that on the internet, but I don't know how true it is. But regardless, I really don't know what to think about this, because, yes, Maxis was a great company, but it's lost all sense for me, because when you shut a studio down, you say, all the games you're working on, you just stop. Just stop working on them. When 38 Studios closed down for Kingdoms of Amalur, The Reckoning. I believe it's The Reckoning, not Reckoning. I think it's Reckoning as the title. They were like, alright, we're dropping it. We're dropping development of the game. There's not going to be any DLC coming out after the game because we're broke. If that were the case in Maxis Emeryville, why would you bring it to HQ? That makes zero sense to me, and I hope somebody proves me wrong. I really do. But you don't close a major studio that's probably, like, statistics came out saying people have been playing The Sims 4, and I'm pretty sure Maxis Emeryville worked on that too. Saying people played 12,000 years of The Sims 4. I don't understand. Somebody help me understand this. I really don't understand how this is a sound business decision. Then again, EA doesn't really make sound business decisions from my perspective. Battlefield Hardline. There you go. That's not a sound decision. Especially announcing Battlefield Hardline Premium. Speaking of titans of the industry, the Titan X GPU was announced. And this was announced in a rather weird way. Because this was announced at Epic's little Unreal Engine showcase. This was just weird. Yeah, at Epic's keynote at GDC at the Moscone Center in San Francisco. I don't understand. Why do companies make bad decisions? Why? Why do they make these bad decisions? Because if you've been keeping up with the news, you already know about this. But I'm going to tell you about it anyway. They had a Made the Game event prior to this. I think the very same night. But what if you have a Titan X, a new GPU you're waiting to unveil? Don't unveil it with somebody else's engine. Don't do that. Come on. NVIDIA, everyone loves the Titan series. Everyone loves that. It's a little expensive for my blood. But all in all, why would you announce it at Epic's conference instead of yours? I mean, you announced the Shield TV or whatever you're calling it. And then, you announced, I think that's all they announced. Oh, the Grid streaming service. You announced that, like, it's coming to the NVIDIA Shield. And that's on Android TV architecture. And then you go out and say, here's our next GPU, and by the way, is this the Unreal Engine 4 thing? I'm acting as NVIDIA. Is... wait, did we walk into the wrong conference?
Oh. Oops. I think that's what happened. But, the Titan X is built on Maxwell's architecture. It has 8 billion transistors, a 12 gigabyte frame buffer, and took thousands of engineer years to build. And it's, quote, the most advanced GPU the world has ever seen. Yeah, it is. So, Maxwell has come out with the 960, Tegra X1 mobile chip, notebooks, DirectX 12, works with Maxwell, VR stuff. So it's generally a very versatile GPU. So I'm just understanding, why do you announce Titan X at Unreal? Because, yes, Unreal Engine 4 is going to be massive when it actually gets used in video games. Which it has, I'll give it that. But with, like, Epic's new game, Fortnite, if they say, oh, by the way, your Titan X, that's the only thing... I just don't understand. But anyways, that's been conversation topics. I'm gonna walk away before I explode my mind. And here is the outro. Here is the outro! No, seriously, it's the outro. I had a fine time. Fine time. With the Blade Addiction number 30, High on Heists. Well, we didn't really talk about Heist that much. I really like this podcast. I really hope everything goes well. Yeah, but thanks for 30 episodes. You can find me on Twitter at Austin Belzer, Instagram at Austin Belzer, Xbox Live at Bladed Tech, PSN only on PS3, Bladed Tech PS. PS is capitalized. B and T are capitalized as well. Let's see. Everywhere else, you can just probably search Bladed Tech. I'll include links to all the relevant data on the text post and on Tumblr. But until then, this has been the Bladed Tech Show. Bye-bye now.